It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
We are live, Miss Kimberly.
We're very live this morning. Good morning, Jasper.
Good morning, Miss Kimberly. I'm like you today. I've been up since the before the crack of dawn.
Yeah. You've been an early riser lately. We've been texting like at 4:30. I mean, it's like, that's crazy.
Lisa said, who are you texting?
Jake said, from State Farm.
I said, my work wife. Miss Kimberly, what a day we have going on here in Corinth at the Hen House Markets.
Lots of people, lots of young family shopping.
Well, did you see the bunny rabbits in the parking lot?
I saw the big bunny rabbit.
Yeah, well, he's signing autographs. You could take a photo with him.
You know it's not a real rabbit, right, Jasper?
Really, Kimberly. Really, you're going to start right with that.
And you look kind of like you've got your pastels on today.
Well, I figured because we're not going to be live next week for Easter. We're doing it in studio. So I'm with the public, so I got to put a little pink on today.
Oh, well, you did a good job.
Hey, you look like an Easter egg. I even have my perfume on. I'm ready, Miss Kimberly. Well, come on over here to the Hen House Market, because I'm telling you, Hen House Market is your market. You need to come home to Hen House this holiday season. Kim, I'm looking at everything, and we're doing a little family dinner tomorrow because I'm going to be gone for Easter Sunday, and I'm thinking the Easter dinner, even the basic Easter dinner has the ham, the spiral-cut ham, and you can get roasted turkey instead, but then you get a couple choices of sides, and it's all very reasonable. Meals for two, family dinners. I mean, you can have a prime rib feast.
That's right, and you can, oh, my gosh, the side dishes.
I know you're going for
can
the side dishes.
Can we talk about sides, mashed potatoes, the gravy, and you and I have taste tested the gravy and potatoes
and the dressing.
And the dressing, green bean casserole, cheesy corn, honey glazed carrots, roasted asparagus, and ambrosia salad.
Oh, but more than that, Miss Kimberly, it's time for Tippins pie and Easter. They just go together.
They go together. French silk pie, key lime pie, cherry pie, apple pie. Or you can have an additional kind of pie.
We had a little pie episode last week at my house. So I've been on this very, very strict diet. Leonard invited us over for St. Joseph Day.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, we'll just bring pies over.
Sure.
I mean, pies go with San Giuseppe Day, you know?
Pies go with anything, Jay.
We go over to the house. We bring these pies. But my little niece made a beautiful cake. So my pies got shoved to the side. Well, you know, Jasper.
Did you jostle things on the buffet?
Diet or not. I had a piece of cake, and I was the only one who had a slice of pie. So I brought the pies home. I didn't even leave them. That's how rude I was. I said, I'm taking my pies with me.
And
I brought them to the restaurant, and I'm telling you, Monday morning, it was like a fight for pie. It was a pie fight.
It was a
pie fight.
Pie fest.
Pie fest, pie fight, Tippins pie fight. That'd be a good one. Pie in the face.
It would.
We got to think about that.
All right, Jasper.
Get a hold of Mark Boyer, Kimberly. You got his number.
Yeah. The president of Tippins Pies. Hi, Mark. We love you.
Well, Kimberly, speaking of eating good in the neighborhood, they have Panettone here right now. It's on sale.
And they're over here at the Corinth. We're at Corinth, by the way.
Yes, thank you. I didn't know where
I was.
I don't think you said that. The Uber just took me here.
You don't know where you're at. But they're building Panettone sundaes.
Are they beautiful?
They're gorgeous.
And really, they're low-fat because they have a little whipped cream on them, some fresh blueberries, blackberries, and strawberries. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's just, you can even soak that those Panettones.
That's right.
Well, Kimberly, we have a lot to talk about. We have a delicious show today. We have a special guest who's going to be live here with us right now.
Yeah, he is live.
He's live. He's live here.
I've been with him actually since 8 o'clock this morning. He's had several media interviews today.
You did TV this morning?
Well, we didn't do TV. We did some broadcast, Blue Valley. Blue Valley has an incredible broadcast program.
Really?
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
For their students, yeah.
Well, all I know is I'm thinking, you know, weekend, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, it's time for donuts.
What goes better than Saturday morning and coffee and donuts?
Wait, that could be our secret word today.
Donuts?
Donuts.
Donuts. So come into the Corinth Hen House before noon. Come up to our table, say donuts. You can win a Tippins Pie certificate or a Hen House gift card.
We even have complimentary tickets to a complimentary appetizers at Eddie V's we're going to give away
we
today.
We do.
That's right.
Let's give those away. Let's give them away.
I may take them if not.
So can I introduce this young man?
Kimberly, the man, the star of the show. Take it away. You do it. You introduce this man for me.
He's the Donut King, actually. Andrew Cameron, who is the founder of Donutology. He also owns 6 Daylight Donuts stores across the metro. And actually, his sidekick is with him. Oh. I think he's the honorary CEO of the company, Henry.
Oh, Henry, mini donut you brought with you.
That's right. How old is Henry, Andrew?
Henry's a little over 6 months now.
Yeah. Oh. And he did all your interviews with you this morning. He's kind of a rock star.
Yeah, whatever he says goes.
Now, I got to ask you something. Now, your wife's not here, okay? She's around here somewhere, so we know she's not listening to this show. Has Henry had a donut yet?
He's not yet, but I assure you it will be well documented.
Well, here's what you do, because I remember Lisa used to mix up rice or something. Kimberly, what was it? You know, what do they mix up and you put
like
it in the milk?
Like a cereal.
A cereal?
Yeah.
Mix up a donut and put it in the milk.
There you go, Jasper. Huh. Isn't he a genius, Andrew?
He is a genius.
What is that on your shirt there? On your jacket?
I'm wearing a Donutology jacket. You want one? I can get you one.
Look at that. I don't think they have 2X, but that's okay. It's all in Nike jackets?
Yeah.
Wow.
Donutology has the best donut fashion in town. Honestly.
No kidding.
Besides the greatest donuts, they've got incredible T-shirts. In fact, for opening day, for Royals opening day, they've got kids and adult T-shirts. But let's talk about something really special, Andrew.
Really, really big.
Really big. And that is you're going to be at the Fairway Hen House soon.
We are.
Wait, yeah? What do you mean? You're going to be standing there in the store?
I mean, I could. I love Hen House.
No, we're talking like donuts are going to be at the store.
Donutology, exactly.
Oh, I have to correct the editor all the time.
I'm sorry. You were pretty literal.
Literal, yeah. That's right. Well, Donutology and Hen House, they just go together.
So probably 2 or 3 weeks?
Yep, 2 or 3 weeks.
Give or take, you can watch the Donutology Facebook and probably Hen House social media as well to see when you launch. But what are you going to be doing there?
Yeah, we're going to be taking over their donut program. All things donuts will be Donutology at Hen House.
So does that include mini donuts, classic donuts?
Yeah, everything. We're going to bring our custom mini donuts. we'll have them boxed up, ready to go, grab them, and it'll be really good. It's been a long time coming, and we're really excited to be
now,
partnering.
Don't get upset with me, but, you know, because I do Channel 5 in the mornings once a month at Channel 41, and I stop at the original Donutology, and I bring back the crew some donuts because they always have to do my work while I'm gone. But now, that's just like right down the street when I come down Shawnee Mission Parkway, and I can stop at Hen House in the morning and get the donuts for them.
Yeah, you know, we're okay with that.
That's a little dangerous. I'm glad you're not on 119th Street right now.
Yet.
Yet.
You never know. You never
know
where Donutology might pop up. So you'll probably be sampling some donuts and maybe even doing a donut special. Who knows?
Yeah, we're going to roll out some really exciting things in the beginning. It'll be great.
Andrew, I have to ask you, has anybody ever come up like when you're sampling and say, I don't like donuts?
No, I mean, that doesn't really happen, Jasper.
I mean, seriously, I mean, you can't smack anybody when they say, like, you know, you can't, Kimberly. You can't smack people
in a grocery store over donuts.
But, I mean, like, I just imagine someone come and say, well, I don't like donuts.
Andrew would have to have a talk with them, just like if somebody told you they didn't like meatballs. Okay, I've got to wrap this up, Jay.
Well, Kimberly, can we come back and talk with Andrew in a little while?
Absolutely.
We have a late segment we could talk more.
Yep, Andrew's going to hang around.
I want to talk to him about where donuts, you know, a little history of the donuts
cool.
and Donutology and,
all right.
and his business.
All right.
This is Jasper Morabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We have a delicious show coming up. I'm telling you, Mark Spano is going to talk about his premiere show. Movie coming up here in Kansas City.
U.S. premiere here in Kansas City, April 11th. Stay tuned for the interview.
Here comes Peter Cottontail.
Mark, our engineer back in the studio, Mark, who is like a music aficionado, always delivers. We said Easter music, and I love that.
Peter Cottontail. Well, Peter Cottontail is coming to the Hen House Market.
That's right.
Well, at least Easter is coming to the Easter Market, to the Hen House Market. We know that. Easter made easy, and you need to come to the deli department, or you can go into the Kansas City Star and get the weekly ad, mm-hmm. or just stop by the Hen House Markets all 11 and find out all about the family dinners going on right now at your neighborhood hen house market.
They're amazing. They serve 6 to 8 people. And, you know, you and I have both ordered some of the other holiday dinners from hen house, and they are really phenomenal. I mean,
I love it when baking. I do it. And I'm not going to lie. I do what my customers do sometimes. I get everything. I put them in my own casseroles. Mm-hmm. I put them out.
Yeah.
And the crew lines up, and I sit back and relax.
The crew?
The crew.
Is that what you call them, Robles?
Yeah, when
the
you
crew?
Got like 26 of them for dinner, you know that. Kimberly, real quick, I want to talk about my sopa de fideo.
So okay, tell
fideo,
me about it.
Fideo is a mm-hmm. Mexican, like not a soup, even mm-hmm. It's called sopa. But you get this pasta, and it has to be like vermicelli or spaghetti, really, really thin. And you break it in like 25 pieces.
Oh, okay.
And then you boil it in some, you can even do the Mexican chicken broth, which you can buy. And you add some tomatoes, a little bit of garlic, maybe some green onions, and that's it.
Wow.
And it makes a perfect dish, even on a day like this, because even though it's spring, it's a little cool out.
So tell me this, is that a Sicilian dish?
No, Mexican.
Oh, it's Mexican.
But it's very, very
similar.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't even know this. That's you're a good lead way. Because it's very similar to a pasta I cook, which you just add the pasta to the broth and let it cook down.
Okay.
And I fell in love with this dish. I'm writing about it in Chowtown next week in Kansas City Star. But more than that, you can get the recipe right now at henhouse.com, Jasper's Recipes. And it's featured in the grocery store food ad section of the Hen House Market.
I'm going to do it. And, you know, talking about Sicilian food, our next guest, Mark Spano, who actually grew up in Kansas City. He's an acclaimed filmmaker, documentarian. He's living in North Carolina. He's going to be doing the U.S. premiere of Sicily, Land of Love and Strife here April 11th at the Armor. And you are the MC of the event. This is a phenomenal movie that not only talks about the history of Sicily, but the culture, the architecture, and, of course, the food.
Well, we have Mark in the studio with us right now. Mark, hello. How are you today?
You know, Jasper, I always say it's 1 degree of separation with you, right?
There's no doubt, Miss Kimberly.
And I think this is one of the most exciting relationships I have discovered. You are friends with Mark Spano, who, of course, is a Kansas City native, but he now lives in North Carolina. He's an independent filmmaker, writer, producer, and director. And he announced the U.S. premiere of his incredible documentary, we've both seen it, on Sicily, April 11th here in Kansas City.
Well, Sicily, land of love and strife, and we have Mark with us today. Mark, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be in Kansas City, at least by phone. I'll be there in person, I think, by the 9th of April. I'm looking forward to it.
We are too, and of course, for listeners, the film is going to be at the Screenland Armor Theater, which, of course, is a popular theater here in Kansas City. So, Mark, what inspired you to make it's a feature-length film about Sicily. What inspired you?
Well, people, my whole life, when I talked to people and I said I was Sicilian, they only had one association with Sicily, and it was not pasta con sarda, okay, which we have on St. Joseph's Day, which is right about now. It was organized crime. Now, the best filmmakers in the world, Scorsese, Coppola, taught me everything I know or knew at one time in my life about Sicily, and I felt at some point that I didn't know a thing about Sicily, and started reading, started studying, started talking to my relatives who were remaining. I remember my oldest living relative was B. Casentino, who is my dad's first cousin. Her mother and my grandmother were sisters. And I was in Kansas City to see my parents, and cousins said, "We're going over to see B." Actually, Joe and Mary D'Angelo from the market, the celery business down in the market. Jay may know them.
Exactly.
And, of course, my cousin B. Cosentino is the matriarch of Price Choppers in Kansas City. Those are distant cousins now. But I went to see B, and we started talking about where this the Spano side, my Spano side is said Spano in Sicily, and in Zorello, which is the side through which I was related to her. And we talked about an hour about Sicily, and that started me. And it started me reading and talking to people, and then finally I traveled there. And after two trips, I decided I need to make a film because no one has, and no one has told the story of Sicily, the 3,000 years of culture that exist, that for whatever reasons the south of Italy was not considered part of the Grand Tour from the 19th century. The Grand Tour was what every educated person had to go through, right? You had to travel these places to know culture. Well, Sicily wasn't included, but it needed to have been included. And actually, some people knew that. I think that Goethe knew that. He said that until you see Sicily, you don't really know Italy. And I believe that. Sicily is its own thing. No place like it on earth. Such a blend of cultures. It was invaded. You know, you can count many times that it's been invaded. And it's always had to integrate those changes into the social fabric of Sicily. You know, we talk today about inclusion, about diversity. Well, nobody had diversity quite like Sicily had it, and they had it long before people understood the necessity of integrating different things into a culture, and they did it. And I'm very proud of that. I'm part of that. I didn't understand that about myself, about my family. So it's been a real journey, and it's been a journey of about 15, 20 years almost. I mean, I didn't start the film till about 6 years ago. So, but that's quite a long time to work on one film. If I spend a year on a film, generally, that's a long time. So this has been my labor of love, my baby.
So, Mark, we can't really talk about Sicily without talking about food and wine, and since this is a food show, let's talk a little bit about some of your experiences in exploring the Sicilian cuisine.
Well, there you go. Sicilian cuisine. What is Sicilian cuisine? Well, all you got to do is walk from a village at the top of the hill to the village down at the bottom of the hill, and you've got a different Sicilian cuisine. The very same foods, the very same, Sicilian dish that certainly Jasper and I both know is caponata. Now, I grew up, we called it caponatina, right?
Caponatina.
Yeah. And now, you know, and if you go from one village, one neighborhood to another in Sicily, the recipe's different. It's sweeter or more savory, depending upon where you go. The tomatoes in that region are different. The eggplant is different. It looks different. It's shaped different. It's a different color. So they're making caponata or caponatina, as we said in what is the old Sicilian, very differently. It's we know it as kind of a ratatouille kind of a thing with eggplant and so forth. But in some places, it's quite sweet and has raisins in it and so forth. In other places, it's very savory and has different things. Even I've had it even with sardines chopped up in it and anchovy and so forth. So if you think you know what it is, all you got to do is walk a few steps, and somebody's doing it a little differently.
And Mark, I'll tell you, I know for myself, and it's in my cookbook, in my family's little town of Gibellina, they make it a la Baroque style, which is with cocoa, with no tomatoes at all. And so that's a completely different one. And that's one thing I teach my in my classes, and I do a lot with the food history. I let people know that unlike in France where we have, you know, the five mother sauces, in Italy we have 20 different regions. And in each region, you'll have 20, 30 recipes for one dish. And in Sicily, of course, because of all the Arab influence and the Greek influence, our dishes can be so diverse from one town to the other.
Yes, and what Gibellina using cocoa in it is an example of, you know, Sicily was part of Spain off and on for many times, you know, for many periods of time. And chocolate came from the New World, and there's an awful lot of chocolate in Sicily. And the reason is Sicily was a Spanish holding, just like Latin America was a Spanish holding. And you will find cocoa in recipes like that Baroque-style caponata that seems a little bit like what do we call it? The Mexican dish with the mole.
The mole.
Using cocoa as the base of the sauce. So those connections, they seem far-fetched, but they're not that far-fetched because in essence, Sicily was a holding and in some ways like a colony to the Spanish grandees who ran it for so long.
Mark, we're going to take a short break here and come back because we have so much more to talk about, especially about the film that's going to debut, the world premiere right here in Kansas City. This is Jasper Mirabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
And we'll be right back after these messages right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 710.
Independent filmmaker Mark Spano, writer, producer, and director of Sicily, Land of Love and Strife, has announced a U.S. premiere of his feature-length documentary. The premiere screening will be held in the filmmaker's hometown, that's right, right here in Kansas City, on April the 11th at 7:30 at the Screenland Armor Theater. We have Mark back on the phone with us right now. And Kimberly, what a great interview we have so far.
You know, I've learned a lot, and I know Mark conducts classes in colleges in North Carolina. There's a possibility, and all over, right, Mark?
Yes.
And
I've done a small event down in Florida where we talked about the film and we talked about Sicily. I've done some here at Osher Lifelong Learning, which is an adult education program, and I've been with that at Duke University, very near me in North Carolina, and NC State University in Raleigh, and also University of North Carolina in Wilmington, which is a little bit further away.
Sure.
But
of course, you're going to come back to Kansas City and debut the film. So we have a lot of events going on with you when you come back to Kansas City, Kimberly. And one thing that we were talking about earlier in the film, about the diverse culture and the food, especially in Sicily, and the wine, and what a difference is. And Mark is actually putting together a trip for people to go to Sicily. Now, this is going to be something else.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Actually, Karen LaRosa from LaRosa Works, who helped make the film happen with me and who runs tours, approached me because others asked her. They said, why don't you ask Mark to be on one of these trips? And I said, sure, I'll go along. And so we've got a trip planned that we're going. It's going to be about 10 days. There's so much. Now, understand that Sicily is the size of the state of Massachusetts, all right? Now, it's pretty small, and it's surrounded by water, and the interior is mostly mountainous. But you can travel from one town to the next and run into so many historic sites, so many opportunities, destinations for food and wine and cheese, destinations for the arts, like the traditional arts of pottery that is kind of based. Maiolica pottery came into Sicily from the Arabs, and now it's just, you know, it started as being something sort of practical, and now it's this, it's very refined and sometimes very modern now looking objects, ceramic objects of all sorts, some utilitarian and some just flat out beautiful. So there's so much to see in these very small places on this very small island that you have to take your time mm-hmm. and sort of move through. And that's what we hope to do in 10 days, to see part of
sure.
it. And one of the things that we will be doing, of course, is eating and drinking some wine.
Now, just a little bit, right?
Just a little bit, not too much. Actually, I drank a little more wine in the day than I do now. I have to curb that some, especially I get up early in the morning and work, and I need to be pretty alert.
There you go. Don't all of us. So, Mark, I have a question for you. Let's
sure.
go back to the film. In a nutshell, what do you want people to walk away from Sicily, Land of Love and Strife with? What message, what knowledge, what's your hope?
On that island, there are 5 million people. On the planet, there are 17 million of us who don't live on that island, who are part of Sicily, who have some, if not all, Sicilian heritage. I want everyone to know that this place that has been ignored in many ways is as rich and interesting as Greece or Egypt or the south of France or any of the places that you would go for rich history, for great cuisine, for art, for natural beauty, for seacoast, whatever, mountains, that Sicily is a little bit of that. It is this gem in the Mediterranean. Now, has Sicily had problems? You bet it has. Plenty of them, and they're not gone. 125 years since my grandfather entered the United States through New Orleans. People still have to leave to find work. That's a shame, actually. It's very sad. But nonetheless, this is a wonderful place, and it's a place people need to know about, because I think we have only looked at certain parts, especially in the United States. We have some great movies, but they don't tell the whole story. And I am trying at least to begin the conversation about Sicily as it was and as it is today.
Well, Mark, you know, we've got to wrap this up. Unfortunately, we could talk to you for the next hour.
No, wait, come on. This is Sicily. This is our family
I know,
heritage right now,
sorry
Kimberly.
I'm sorry, Jasper.
Mark, I'm glad she's doing that and not me.
But Jasper and I can talk about Sicily and food and wine.
That's right. Kind
of forever.
Our poor listeners.
Endlessly. How's that?
And we just want to remind listeners that the film premieres here in the U.S. in Kansas City, April 11th at the Screenland Armor Theater. Jasper Horopoli is actually going to be the MC, which is exciting. I know this is something very close to your heart. Of course, Mark Spano will be here to meet the audience, and you can go online onto Facebook. There's an event page for the film, and you can buy tickets. They're $20 in advance, $25 at the door, and they're going fast, so we really encourage people to grab their tickets. It's going to be an incredible night.
And Mark, I'll be on local TV. I'll be doing some special Italian recipes. And now you gave me a little inspiration. I think I'll do the caponata along with some arancini and some pasta cansardi. How about that?
Okay, I want to be there so I can eat some of it.
I cannot wait to see you, Mark. I can't wait to give you a hug and welcome you back to your hometown and the world premiere of, I think it's going to be my favorite movie, Sicily, land of love and strife. Mark, thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to be in Kansas City.
Grazie, grazie, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
You know, Jasper, you just, I mean, watching you talk to Mark.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I mean, you guys were both back in Sicily.
I cannot wait till he gets here.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a big hug, number one. Mm-hmm. And we're going to manja really well. We're going to eat some great food.
Yeah.
And the premiere of the movie. I'm so excited. I even have Lisa and my family. They're all excited. They keep texting me about it and want to know when it's going to be. I said, why don't you listen to the radio show? They said April 11th, the premiere.
So the whole crew will be there.
That's right.
All right.
I'm busy right now, so if you could take this next little talk over, because I'm texting Chad Tillman, the butcher. Butcher boy. From Hen House Market.
Right.
And, of course,
J.C. Gregg,
master pastry chef, who brought me Spumoni macarons last night.
Ooh.
Oh, but he said French macarons.
French?
That's right, Spumoni. But anyway, I'm trying to find him a restaurant to go to in Lenexa right now.
All right, well,
so
you do what you
I'm
need to
do. I'm texting right now. You got a lot to talk about here, though. You brought on some special people here, and we're doing an epic evening. Is that right about a chef dinner coming up we're going to talk about?
Epic foodie evening, April 14th, so 3 nights after the premiere, so they can go to the premiere, and then 3 nights later,
I like that.
They can go to this culinary showcase. It's at Le Col Culinaire on the plaza. And it is going to be with four chefs.
That's right. Chef Terry Milley,
mm-hmm.
Cheesecake Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also, I will tell you this. The school, the Kansas City Academy, they really do a lot with the local kids.
That's right.
I say kids all the time, you know. But teaching these young people about cooking in an environment so they can go out and cook in restaurants like mine at a young age.
So who's going to be with Terry?
Sure. And Nick Westman's going to be there.
Of course, the former pastry chef at the American.
That's right.
And Toby Freeland and Charlie Hammond. It's going to be a great night.
And they can get tickets now. You can actually go to the website, because don't wait till the last day. Mm. And the website is Miss Kimberly. And you can give that because we're...
Well, they can go to Square, and it's under the Kansas City Academy. It's 6 to 9 p.m., and it's the 2018 Culinary Showcase. Individual ticket is $75. If you're feeling really generous and flush, you can buy a chef's table for $1,500.
I like that a lot. Well, a big shout-out to those chefs and what they're doing. Also, April the 16th, Kimberly, we're talking Sicily.
Yeah.
My cooking class, and I think they're really good. Not cooking class, my supper club.
Your supper club.
It's all about Sicily. The Sicilian gentleman class.
Yeah.
Why say class with that? Because I am making the bread, the pane nero. I got the flour imported from Sicily, from my friend in Castelvetrano. I've been making the bread that evening, the dark, almost a black bread, they call that.
And when is that again?
It's April the 16th.
Okay.
And you can get a little preview from the movie and this class, dinner, supper club.
On Monday
on KCTV 5, Better Kansas City.
With Alexis Talsid. And you guys have quite a chemistry going there.
I love her. She's fantastic. Yeah. And you know what we're going to make? I'm making the little rongenis.
Yes.
And I'm making pasta alla norma with pasta with the eggplant.
That's right. And then you're going to show some homemade pasta, too.
That's right. That's right.
You've got two segments. You know, we've got Andrew Cameron here, of course, the founder of Donutology. We just have like 30 seconds, but then we're going to come back and talk to
him. I have a lot of questions for Andrew.
I know you do. So just say hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys.
Pasta donuts. You guys are all keeping those donuts on your side of the room here. It's like we got a big separation here.
Andrew has a big sweet tooth.
Oh, my. Well, he doesn't look like it, but I wish I had a sweet tooth like him then. Kimberly, my friends, don't go nowhere. We're at the Hen House Market. We're giving away free Tippins pies and more. Just come by and say the secret word, which is?
Donut.
Donut. That's right. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live on KCMO at the Hen House Market. Come on by. Say hello. Get a slice of pie. Maybe some free cookies. Kimberly's passing them out.
That's right.
Right here on KCMO.
Ciao, ciao.
Four little donuts jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Baby called the doctor.
Oh my gosh, can you believe that one? Said,
how does no Mark, how do you find these things?
Jumping on the bed.
I mean, just, seriously.
I just look around for different things.
I love it. Andrew, have you ever heard this?
I have not. That was really good.
I think it could be your theme song, Donutology theme song.
It's all about donuts right now in this segment because we are here at the Hen House Market with, of course, the Donut King,
right here in Kansas City. Andrew Cameron. And if you come by right now, we're giving away some free Hen House gift certificates. Of course, some tippins, pies, and more. And right now, it's all about Easter. That's right. Easter made easy for next weekend. Come on by to Hen House Market. Pick up one of the brochures. They're absolutely beautiful. And you can come home to a Hen House holiday like I'm going to do. That's right. Family dinners, including the deluxe Easter dinner, which includes ham and a choice of four different side dishes, a dozen gourmet rolls, and a Tippins pie. And, Kimberly, we're talking side dishes such as...
Oh, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, traditional dressing, green bean casserole, cheesy corn... Honey glazed carrots, roasted asparagus, and my favorite.
That's right.
The ambrosia salad.
Of course, Hen House has prime rib, ground beef, everything this week is on sale. And Brussels sprouts are fresh, and they're here. Big, big containers of Brussels sprouts when you walk in.
And my BOGO. Can we just talk about my BOGO?
I knew you were going to the BOGO.
It's the sea bass cooked, peeled, and deveined shrimp. Buy one, get one free.
But one thing you don't know, Bill S. just sent me a little note.
What?
Sea bass tilapia. I'm telling you, buy one, get two free. You ready for this? You've never heard of that before, see?
I haven't.
BOGO 2. I can't pronounce
that.
I've never seen it. BOG 2.
BOG 2.
We'll just tell them to use that from now on.
Kimberly's BOG 2.
That's right. They better put those BOG 2s every year, every week now around here.
That's right.
Well, Kimberly, you brought on our favorite person, of course, the Donut King of Kansas City.
That's right, and we have been talking about his debut at the Fairway Hen House Market, which will be in sometime 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks. We're working out all the administrative details right now.
There you go.
Andrew, before we go on with this conversation, I'm looking at a donut right now, and there's a big bite taken out of the side there. Now, is someone else going to eat that donut, or do you understand, Kimberly?
I marked it.
Did you? No, seriously, did you take a bite, or did you just... Did you, like, pull a little piece off?
I pulled a piece, Jasper.
Because I see bite teeth marks right there.
That's because I used a fork that I hadn't eaten.
Okay, I take it back. I take it back. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
She did not bite the donut. She took it off with a fork.
I didn't bite the donut.
There should be some donut music about that. Bite the donut.
Bite the donut. I think Devo did that.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, Devo is they. It's a group.
Did you ever do a donut in a parking lot in a car?
What do you mean?
My mother, driving?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mother, when she used to get in the car at the restaurant and I'd take her home and it'd be real snow and icing out, there was no other cars around, I'd take her for a donut ride. She would scream and holler at me like you wouldn't
believe. Mama Maropoli lived through so much with you boys.
And she tells, every time she gets in the car in the winter, she tells my wife in the back seat or something, don't let him do a donut on me.
Sometimes we've got to get Sam and Leonard and Jim on the show here.
No. Absolutely no three times. How about that?
Well, let's talk donuts because, of course, we're talking about Donutology debuting at the Fairway Hen House store. They're going to have their signature mini donuts, which are all the buzz in Kansas City, and they're classics. And they're going to be sampling, and they may even have a special to kind of launch everything, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, and we're going to have a big launch, and we're gonna do some crazy specials to kick it off.
You know, at the Hen House over there, when you walk in, there's like a little roastery coffee pot there. And you're, what do you call that? Like you're on your honor system. Mm-hmm. You just put a little money in there. So you grab your coffee. Mm-hmm. You walk around about 30 feet, 40 feet.
Yeah.
And there will be the donuts.
That's heaven.
Coffee and donuts.
Roastery coffee and Donutology
donuts.
No, I
doubt they're going to make the donuts on the honor system, just FYI. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, that's one thing you have to watch out, Jasper, because I get to the register and I'll say, I have something in my bag there. And I say, and ring me up for this, too, because I've already eaten.
You've already eaten it.
Yeah.
You're one of those.
I just tell them I have a little problem and I have to eat something right away, and they understand.
So, you know, Andrew, I've been working with you for a couple of years now, and one of the things that you're like Jasper in that you are very innovative. You're always thinking... Always thinking, how can I spin this into something else, something new, something creative? And you've got something you're going to introduce this summer, and actually Jasper's going to have a part in it.
Yeah, we're literally spinning dough.
Yeah.
So we had our popular Donato ice cream cone.
Which, can I just say, is one of the top five Instagrammable desserts in Kansas City.
Yeah, they're
just
beautiful.
Came out.
Beautiful product.
Tasty.
We take our donut dough and form it into an ice cream cone, fill it with ice cream. Mm. And we're actually going to take the Donato to the next level this summer. We're going to introduce the Pizza Donato.
Wow. And you've already been testing it, you and Jasper.
We have been testing
yeah.
it.
Oh. And it will be with Jasper's pizza sauce.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and some of that grande cheese, maybe some, you know, sazitsa.
What's sazitsa?
Sausage. Oh, sazitsa.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to make a little break here for 10 seconds.
Okay.
That was Alex's preschool teacher. She took care of my daughter at Barstow, and she came by to say hello real quick. And
very sweet.
So I'm sorry. I was talking
your
about
baby.
You guys.
Were,
yeah, I,
yeah.
Had to put You've the mic down.
Your eyes are misting.
Oh, she's beautiful. She used to walk her in every day, so.
I love it.
But, Andrew, I mean, you have a lot more to talk about with these donuts, so.
And the pizza donato with Jasper's. And we're going to maybe even do a cannoli donato.
Yeah, and, you know, I just have fun testing all these and tasting them. You know,
wait a second.
Who cares if it gets to the customers? I'm having a great time.
I mean, we're talking that. We're talking like maybe a sausage and potato donato, you know?
Ooh.
Because it's wrapped around the...
Yeah.
Ooh. My mind's going right now.
It's like a little R&D focus group right here.
Yeah, the possibilities are endless.
I know,
they
we sit
endless.
Together at the restaurant, we'll start talking. It'll be like an hour, and we're still just talking away. And then Leonard comes up. Leonard feels very comfortable also. He'll he'll throw in a few of his comments to you.
Oh, no. Yeah,
he doesn't hold back, really, does he?
No, he
Leonard,
doesn't.
I don't think Leonard knows what
no
that means.
No filter.
So, you know, you said something very interesting, or I don't know which one of you said. The possibilities are endless. Did you know, Jasper, Donutology has 40,000 combinations for their
imagine.
Mini donuts. You can come in and between the icings, the toppings, the drizzles, yeah. People have so much fun.
So like in a year, if there's 40,000, you can have 800 donuts a week times 50 weeks, and you can go through all
weeks,
those.
52 weeks, Jasper.
Well, we take 2 weeks off, Kimber. Don't you get a vacation? And you can hit every donut.
Yeah.
800 donuts a week, that's only
You've
like
You've done
what?
The math?
Well, yeah, we're talking food, aren't we?
I'm impressed.
We're talking donuts.
<I'm>
I only
impressed.
Have a calculator in front of me, and I'm doing the math.
And, you know, the other cool thing Andrew got to present, he was invited to the Next Gen Franchising Conference in Phoenix. People from all over the world were there. Andrew was placed second.
Yes.
And he presented to three very high-profile CEOs, including Damon John, of course, Shark Tank fame, and the other two?
The founder of Edamol Arrangements and the founder of Anytime Fitness, ironically.
And both, all three of them were just fascinated with the Donutology concept. So
yeah, it was a wonderful experience. There were 900 businesses that entered. We took second. We almost got first. We were off by one vote out of thousands.
One vote. People love the donuts.
Okay, so these donuts you have going all this time, you got your mind going with donuts. In the future, now we talk about the Donato and all that, but is there like something, a topping or something that you've been working on that you want to do, or something that's like sending the donut up in space again? You have something in the back of your mind? Look at this guy. Look, yeah. I'm looking at him right now, Kimberly.
His donut wheels are spinning.
Yeah, I'm just pondering how much to share right now. It's always on our mind.
Okay.
There you go. Well, that
He's
decision
good.
Was made.
He's very good. Kimberly, what a delicious show today.
Wasn't it fun?
Andrew, thanks for sharing your time with us today.
Thank you.
A little donut time with Kimberly and Jasper on Live from Jasper's Kitchen.
And you know, the thing about Donutology being in Hen House is Hen House embraces local brands.
That's right.
Just love it. It's going to be a good marriage.
Tremendous partner.
Yeah.
Well, my friends, don't forget, next weekend is Easter, so you need to stop on by to Hen House, pick up your Easter dinner, order it now, and I'm telling you, you're going to be just as happy as Jasper and Kimberly today.
And make sure you get that Tippins pie.
Oh, you always got that pie on your mind. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We'll see you next week, and have a wonderful week. We'll be back on Live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Ciao.